Everyone does it is not a defense. Wrong. If everyone did it, that made it normal, right? And after Chance did the research, he knew he did nothing wrong. Googling high school cheating because writing an essay was part of the punishment. Finding out 4 out of 5 high school students, that's 80% frickin', did it. Majority rules, just like that thing on his social action study sheet, social norms. Social norms are the cement that holds societies together. There you go. He was being a big help to society. When he tried to joke about that with the parental units, they didn't laugh. Same as when he told them it was civil rights. No way could the school force him to do community service outside the school property. That was against the Constitution. Time to call the ACLU. That got Dad's eyes all squinty. Chance turned to Mom, but she made sure not to give him any eye contact. The ACLU? Big wet Dad throat clear, like after too many cigars. Because we make a significant monetary contribution to the ACLU? Starting to breathe hard. Every goddamn year? That's what you're saying? Chance didn't answer. Cute. Extremely cute. That's your point? Well, let me tell you something. You cheated. Period. That is not the kind of thing the ACLU gives half a shit about. Language, Steve, Mom broke in. Don't start, Susan. We've got a goddamn fucking serious problem here, and I seem to be the only one who fucking gets it. Mom got all tight-mouthed, started plucking at her nails, turned her back on both of them, and did something with dishes on the kitchen counter. It's his problem, Susan, not ours, and unless he owns up to it, we can kiss Occidental or any other halfway decent college fucking goodbye. Chance said, I'll own up to it, Dad. Working on what Sarah Beth called his Mr. Sincere look, laughing as she undid her bra. Everyone buys Mr. Sincere but me, Chancey. I know it's Mr. Bogus. Dad stared at him. Hey, said Chance, at least give me credit for hand-eye coordination. Dad let out a stream of curses and stomped out of the kitchen. Mom said, he'll get over it. But she left, too. Chance waited to make sure neither of them was coming back before he smiled, feeling good because his hand-eye had been cool. Setting his razor on vibrate and positioning it perfectly in a side pocket of his loosest cargo pants, the phone resting on a bunch of shit he'd stuffed in there to make kind of a little table. Sarah Beth, 3 rows up, texting him the answers to the test. Chance being cool about it, knowing he'd never get caught because Shapiro was a nearsighted loser who stayed at his desk and missed everything. Who'd figure Barkley would come in to tell Shapiro something, look clear to the back of the room, and spot Chance peeking into his pocket? The whole class doing the same exact thing, everyone's pockets vibing. Everyone cracking up the moment the test started because Shapiro was such a clueless loser. The whole semester had been like this. The asshole would have missed Paris Hilton walking in nude and spreading. Everyone does it is not a defense. Rumley looking down his big nose and talking all sad like at a funeral. What Chance wanted to say was, then it frickin' should be, dude. Instead, he sat in Rumley's office, squeezed between his parents, his head all down, trying to look all sorry, and thinking about the shape of Sarah Beth's ass in her thong, while Rumley went on forever about honor and ethics and the history of Windward Prep, and how if the school so chose, they had the option of informing the Occidental Admissions Office and causing dire consequences for his college career. That made Mom burst into tears. Dad just sat there, looking angry at the world, didn't make a move to even give her a tissue from the box on Rumley's desk. So Rumley had to do it, standing up and handing it to Mom and looking pissed at Dad for making him stretch. Rumley sat back down and moved his mouth some more. Chance pretended to listen. Mom sniffled. Dad looked ready to hit someone. When Rumley finally finished, Dad started talking about the family's contributions to Windward, mentioning Chance's performance on the basketball team, bringing up his own time on the football team. In the end, the adults reached an agreement and wore small, satisfied smiles. Chance felt like a puppet, but he made sure he looked all serious. Being happy would be a bad move.